Hi, everybody. This is Kirk Evans, and we have our special guest, Mr. Shane Young from SharePoint 911 and Critical Path.
Yay! Oh, wait, no. The studio audience is supposed to be clapping.
Studio audience claps.
We're doing this live today, folks.
So, Shane, I had the pleasure of sitting in a training class with you this week, so I have an understanding of your bio a little bit. Can you tell our viewer audience, who are you?
Well, I'm a Virgo. I'm from Cincinnati. No. So my name is Shane Young. I am a SharePoint MVP. I'm the owner of SharePoint 911. I'm an author, speaker at conferences, speaker on stupid video cameras. We just stare into the little black hole. I also do blogging, Twittering. I'm on Twitter, at Shane's Cows. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. But I'm a SharePoint admin. That's where I am. I'm truly just day in, day out. That's all I do in life, do SharePoint admin. I was a MCSE for years, you know, Active Directory, SQL, Exchange,
Firewall. Did you take the tests?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Back in NT4 when you could take the test in about an hour and be done.
Yep.
The paper certs, I was one of those. So I never got a real one.
So how long have you been a SharePoint admin?
I have no idea.
No idea.
No, I knew you were going to ask
me that
question.
Did it just creep up on you or what?
It did. So I was one
Suddenly it was installed on your desktop one day and...
No, I had a friend, right? So he was he's one of those people, he got collaboration in about 1980. He understood the world needed to collaborate better. And it took us until, 2004, 2005 to really start collaborating.
So you skipped 2003. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, no, it's when it came out in 2003, but it took people a little bit to adopt SharePoint. Yep. So
I would say that we got it around 2007, somewhere around there.
That's probably a valid question, too, though. But anyway, what happened was I was working my nice little 9-to-5 job for big corporate America. You know, I was a network admin. I had my 20, 30, 40, 50 servers and just kind of did nothing all day. Made little cardboard cutouts and things. And he was working for a consulting company and he came to me and said, hey, we need some admin help to get this SharePoint thing off the road. He was a developer, so he could make it do things once it was there, but he had no idea what AD and SQL and all that was to get it installed and running. So he talked me into quitting my cushy job and becoming a SharePoint admin.
So what are the kind of things that you focus on as a SharePoint admin for the most part? I mean, do you do more setups, installs, troubleshooting? It's an open-ended question.
Yeah, it's kind of the whole thing, right? So one of the biggest things that we see in our troubleshooting is that everyone does their installs wrong. One of my most popular services is I do like an audit for people. I look at their service for about an hour and tell them what's wrong, what they need to fix and things for performance or just to make it stable. I have never done a server audit where something wasn't broke.
All right, so whenever I install SharePoint, I can just hit the basic install. It installs like a champ.
See this shoe? I'm going to beat you over the head with this shoe, all right? That is just the worst thing I've ever heard. There is no reason in the world that anyone should ever do a basic install.
Now, why is that?
Because they're the devil.
They're the devil.
Yeah, every time that you do a basic install, God kills a kitten. He just comes down, boom, no more kittens.
No, seriously, so how does this defile your server?
So basic installs are really bad for two reasons. One is, even if you already have real SQL Server in place.
Meow.
Now I feel bad about the poor cats. You guys didn't know, you're not your fault. When you do a basic install, it puts SQL Express on your system, right? Even
so
if real SQL Server is there. SQL Express is not evil completely, but kind of. One of the things is with Moss is it has a 4 gig database limit.
Okay.
So when you install it, you only get 4 gigs of storage space per database.
Wow, I put bigger documents than that in SharePoint myself.
Really, the shoe, it's coming off. With that, so that's kind of the first scary part. The other problem is that, you know, SQL Express, it's not really, it doesn't come with management tools. You can download them for free from the internet, but managing SQL Express, there's not all the functionalities and features. It's not meant to perform. It's good for about one user.
Sure.
So that's the first downside of basic installs. The second downside is it installs everything and configures everything for you. That's why you, the developer, liked it so much. The problem is to do that, it set everything up with local system or network service accounts.
Sure.
So every time a new .NET hotfix comes out, a new Windows change happens, guess what? It stops working. It blows up. Local system lost its privilege elevation to do that. You're like, why is my install broken? Because you installed a security fix. That's a good reason to break software. So basic installs, they're the devil. they can't be upgraded, or they can be upgraded. They can't be upgraded very nicely. They can't be maintained well. They're hard to scale. You can't add additional servers to the farm.
So what should people do if they're starting out with SharePoint, seeing this for the first time? What should any good installer do?
Even if you're a bad installer, all you've got to do, click the advanced button.
Sure.
When you click the advanced button, you get three choices: web front end, complete, or single server. The default is single server. Microsoft hates me. What happens is single server is the same thing as doing a basic install. So even when you clicked on advanced, you're like, all right, Shane said click advanced. I clicked advanced. Oh, what's going to be a single environment? I'll do single server. Nope, it blows up. Single server is not. It's the same thing as a basic install. It's horrible. You should 99.9% of the time choose complete.
Okay.
End of story.
So what? Then getting along with that, what is the most common mistake that people make with SharePoint besides the basic install?
The most common mistake, a lot of times it is the basic install. The other one is neglecting the server, right? A lot of people say, oh, I did the simple install. I got it working somehow. I don't know how. They forget about it, and they take a lot of defaults. If you're taking all defaults for things, what are happening is stuff like the C drive is getting full, right? Because all your log files, your usage reporting, your diagnostic logging, your IIS logs, all that's going on the C drive. Your index is going on the C drive by default. So those defaults are running them out of drive space pretty quickly. The other problem is they take all the defaults on SQL Server. A lot of us SharePoint admins aren't SQL DBAs. We can install SQL, get it running, kind of, sort of. We let go run with that.
And it's kind of also, we tell the DBAs stay out of our SharePoint installs.
Right? Yes, we ask our DBAs just to go away. Turns out that the SQL Server defaults have things like grow by 1 meg at a time and don't prune the transaction logs and things like that. We were talking about today, people that end up with a 10 meg content database and a 25 or 50 gig transaction log for that database. It's just a bunch of useless information that we're keeping around, burning up drive space.
So what then? What would be the low-hanging fruit then that people could address in their server farm on individual WFE? What are some things that they could do to increase performance?
So probably the number one thing that we can do for performance, every one of you, all of you, ready? I'm going to be a mind reader. I know what your performance problem is. SQL Disk I/O. Every one of you, SQL Disk I/O is your problem. Not optimizing your SQL databases, not maintaining them, not, you know, doing the transaction log cleanups or the index rebuilds, all the pieces that we need to make SQL Server happy. We've got to be looking up the different things we need to be doing for SQL Server and keeping it happy. The other big performance gain that everyone can get with very little effort is 64 bits, right? SharePoint right now, we come in 32-bit or 64-bit varieties. 64-bit, 64-bit, 64-bit.
Now, how is that? Because we've also heard kind of conflicting information at times that you should have the WFEs on 32-bit, negligible gains on 64. But help us understand that a little more.
So the biggest reason that I push people to 64-bit is it's the memory support, right? 32-bit Windows natively only supports really 4 gigs of RAM, right? If you go above 4 gigs of RAM, you got to do processor extensions or all these crazy things. Well, with that 4 gigs of RAM, what it does out of the box is it allocates 2 gigs of that RAM to the user mode process, and it allocates 2 to the kernel. So really now SharePoint has to run in the 2 GB or in the 2 gig range.
Sure.
Right, you only got 2 gigs to allocate to those SharePoint web front ends. Get a couple SSPs, a couple app pools, that goes away real fast. But wait, Shane, we can do the 3 GB switch and get 3 gigs of user mode.
I was just about to throw that one out there.
Right? Yeah, whatever. He was making funny faces. He's doing this back there. He's kind of doing some Madonna stuff. It's cute. But the problem is SharePoint does not support the 3 GB switch. It doesn't support it. So we can't use it. So we're really stuck with 2 gigs of memory. Jump to 64-bit. Now if we put 4 gigs in, we can really use, you know, 3 gigs of it. If we put 8 gigs in, which is what a lot of people are seeing on their SharePoint servers today, no problem using the memory.
So. And how does that future-proof them for anything?
Oh, are you trying to get me to say things I'm not supposed to? No. So one of the things that we know is that the next version of SharePoint will be 64-bit only. It's a very good catch. So we need to be embracing 64-bit today anyway, because we're going to get it crammed down our throat before too much longer.
Does that require 64-bit desktop clients?
It does not. Only 64-bit, but we want it on the server tier up and down. So web front ends, query servers, index servers, Excel servers, and the SQL side. The SQL servers are going to have to be 64-bit in the next version. So let's embrace.
Okay. Now, less technical. What's up with the cows?
what's up with the cows?
Yeah, Shane's cows. What's up with the cows?
I have no idea. You know, I woke up one day next to a cow I'd been drinking the night before, and ever since then I've had an infatuation with cows.
Awkward.
Sorry. No, I tell a lot of stupid cow jokes for whatever reason.
All right, the audience deserves one.
They do. And so I've been told that the reason my cow jokes aren't funny is my delivery is bad. I don't believe that. I think the jokes are just bad, but that's another story. So we're going to try in the world of silent film. We're going to see how silent film might work out. So cue the cute little music. All right, ready?
That's pretty bad.
That's horrible.
A whole week of these.
That's right. I got in a high, Mom.
So where can people go to find out more about Mr. Shane Young, Critical Path, and the SharePoint 911?
SharePoint911.com is a great place. MSMVPs.com/Shane is my blog. And then Shane's Cows on Twitter, at Shane's Cows, and Facebook or any of that. Critical Path Training, that's who we're doing the training for this week. So.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much for joining us, Shane.
Thank you. Woo!